Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 20th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Gimel. Previously we learned about a person who brings his property into the yard of his friend without permission. We mentioned a case of bringing his pots in. We mentioned a case of bringing his fruits in. And now we're talking about bringing his ox in. The person brought his ox into the yard of his of a private householder without asking permission. And the ox of that private house owner, gored the ox of the person who brought it in without permission. Or the dog of the householder bit the ox and caused damage. Potter. The owner of the house, the private householder, is absolutely potter from paying because the other fellow brought his ox there without permission. He can say, listen, who asked you to bring your ox without permission into my property? What happens the other way around? What happens if his ox caused the damage to the private house, the Balabais's ox? Chayiv, he'll be chayiv. And if it was a shortam, if it was an ox that did it, that wasn't yet a mood, he'll be chayiv to pay half nezek, chatzin nezek. And if it was a shormud, he'd pay nezek shalom. Rabbi Tarfon, however, would argue with this, and the Rabbi Tarfon would hold that in the reshus of a nezek, if it causes damage by goring or aggressive behavior, then even a shortam would have to pay nezek shalom. That's Rabbi Tarfon. That's not how the Chachamim hold. Nofa leborei v'hibish meimav. What happens if the ox of this fellow, who came with, brought in without permission, fell into the pit of the Balabais and fouled and polluted the waters? And the waters are undrinkable, caused damage now. Chayiv, the owner of the ox is chayiv to pay to the householder for the damage caused to all the water storage there in the pit. What happens if the father of that house owner or the son of the house owner happened to be in the pit, happened to be lesoichai, and the ox fell on them and killed them? Mishal masa koifer. The owner of the ox will have to pay the koifer. Koifer is a special kapara, is a special money that he has to pay when an animal kills a person. The Gemara explains that we're talking about a case where the ox was a moored, had been warned, the owner had been warned already, and it's fallen upon people in pits before. Three times it's already happened. And now it happened a fourth time. So why doesn't the animal get killed? Why is the owner only have to pay kofar? So the Gemara explains we're talking about a case where, although the animal was a moored, what it did was it actually saw vegetables floating there in the pit, noticed it in the pit, and it fell into the pit to chase the vegetables. Not intending to kill people at all. So therefore, the ox cannot be put to death. The ox is potter, did not intend to kill someone. But the bainlim, the owners of the ox, will still have to pay kofar. And why does it say father or son? Love dafka, it could be anyone else. It's just that's the normal situation. You'd probably have a relative there in the pit or in the same property. Vim hichnis birshus. What happens if the person was allowed to bring? He was given permission to bring his ox into the property of this balabais. Balachotze chayiv. Then the owner of the house will be chayiv if the fellow's ox gets attacked by the householder's ox or his dog. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, bechulon. In all the cases we mentioned until now, whether it's a person who brings his pots into his friend's property, whether he brings his fruits, or whether he brings his ox into the chotzer of the balabais, and he did this all with permission, even though it was done with permission, yes, you can bring your ox, yes, you can bring your fruits, yes, you can bring your pots, einoi chayev, the householder will still not be chayev for any damage caused to them, ad shekabel alav lishmar, until the householder explicitly says that he assumes responsibility for them, that I will take care of them. Until he says, I'll take care of them, even if he says, I'll give you permission to bring it in my property, that's not good enough. He's not chayiv because he hasn't mekabel upon himself to to Lishma, to what's his name. And as we said before, the halacha is indeed like Rabbi, until the fellow actually, until the household actually explicitly accepts responsibility to guard it, he's not chayav. Mishnah Dalet. An ox was trying to gore another ox. Instead, hit a woman who was pregnant. And she lost her children because of the blow. Potter. The owner of the ox is exempt for paying for damage caused to the children or to for the loss of the babies, of the children. Why? Because the Torah was only mechayev a man, a human being, who hits the woman, as we're about to say, for the dmei v'lades, for the children. The adam shoy miskaven l'chaveroi, but a person who intended to hit his friend, and instead v'hikase isha, hit a woman, v'yotziola down, she lost her children, m'shalem dmei v'lades. He will have to pay the value of the v'lades, of the children, to the husband of the woman. As it says in the pasuk, when people are fighting and they hit a pregnant woman and she loses her children, but the woman herself stays alive, then they have to punish onash yonash, which means that the person who did this will have to pay for the value of the blados of the children to the husband. Now, ketzad mashalom demei blados. How indeed do we work out the value of the blados? How do you do this? Of the children. Shominis isha kamohi yofa adshalei yolda. We put a valuation. How much would this woman be worth before she gave birth, when she was still pregnant? Bechama yofa mishayolda. How much is she worth after birth? I.e., if she would have had a normal birth, assuming that there would not have been an injury sustained, because anything that she's gone down in value because of the injury, he has to pay that separately. That's called nezek. He has to pay that to the woman. We're not talking about that. We're talking about what about the price for the velados. And it's calculated by looking at what is she before, what is she after. And the difference, he'll have to pay the husband of the woman. Now, there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. If that covers the value of the children and the value that the woman has now gone down or increased because of what she had of the pregnancy. In other words, a woman is worth more when she's pregnant, when she has children to give, than when after that. Does it cover both? In other words, the decrease in value of the woman plus the value of the children, that's how Rashi learns, or it, as Tosfos learns, that the Mishnah is only explaining the calculation of the shvach of the woman, how much she has gone down, what she lost in value as a result after the birth, giving birth. But the value of the children, that has to be established separately. Over Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, really? If that's what the comparison you're making the comparison how much a woman is worth before the birth and after the birth. Im kain, misha isha yoledes, misha bachas. After the birth, there's no drop in value. On the contrary, a woman might be worth more because if a woman is pregnant, she's in danger. Any woman that's pregnant is in danger from at the time of birth. Ella bat, what you do is, shamanis of shamanis of lotus, kamohen yofin, benosan abal. We work out how much the children are worth. That's all. Just work out that children are worth. You don't have to work out her loss in value. Who says she's lost in value at all? Now, these words, venosin labal, and he pays them to the husband, Tosfos Yom Tov explains, are not the words of Rabban Shimon Gamliel. They're not. They're actually the words of the Stam Mishnah, the Tanakhama. According to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, in fact, we'll soon see, that's not the case. According to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, he holds that we divide that portion, we divide the payment between the husband and the woman herself. That's what you do. This Venos and Nabal is only according to the Chachamim. Now this Machlekes, Rabban Shimon Gamliel, who says that there's nothing to be paid for the decrease in value of the woman herself, that's because Rabban Shimon Gamliel holds she's more in danger when before birth and after birth. So don't say she's gone down the valley. On the contrary, she'd probably be worth more. However, this argument is only if it's the woman giving birth for the first time. Since she's doing it for the Pam Rishon, the first time, there's sakana. There's danger involved. Always in the first birth, it's the hardest, the most difficult. And that's when we say that Rav Shimon Gamliel says, he argues with the Chachamim. And he says, there's nothing to calculate for her loss and value. You only have to calculate the velodos, the children. However, from then on, afterwards, all the births after that, when she's pregnant the second time, third time, whatever, then indeed he agrees to the Chachamim that there will be a shvach, there will be an improvement, if you like, or a loss of value of the woman after the loss of the children than beforehand. The halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, halacha is like the Chachamim. V'im ein lo bal, continues the Mishnah. What happens if there is no husband? No son liyoshav, one gives it to the heirs, to those who inherit the husband. Now, some of Farshim learn that we're talking here about even if he hit the woman after the husband had died, he still gives the value of the velados to the yorshim of the baal, of the husband. But others learn, Rambam learns, that only if he hit the woman in the lifetime of her husband, and then the husband dies, does he give it to the yorshim. But if he hit the woman after the husband had died, then the demay of Lados, the payment has to go to the ish, to the woman. What happens if it was a shivcha, a maidservant, and she was freed? She became Jewish. In other words, this woman was married to an eved, and she was married to an eved meshuchra, or to a ger, who don't have any arshim, who don't have any heirs. Or she may have been a convert, married to a male convert, to a ger, or to an Ebn Shukhra, and her husband had died. In all these cases, Potter, he's exempt from paying anything for the Demei Havladas, for the value of the children. And that's because a ger who dies and has no heirs, Kolak Kodim Zocha, whoever comes first, will take the property and be Zochan it. And in this case, he caused the damage, that's true, but he's the first one to grab what's in his hand. In other words, it's like paying himself, because the ger has died and there's no yorshim, so he keeps the payment. It's like paying from one hand to the other. And the truth is that the same thing would apply to a Yisraelis who is married to a ger. Doesn't need to be a convert who's married to a convert. That if the ger dies, again, it'll be potter from paying it. And the only reason the Mishnah mentioned a case of a geyrus, a woman who is a geyrus married to a ger, is because that would be the normal case. That's because normally that would happen. There is a machlekes in the Gemara between a Rabbah and a Chizda. In this last case that we mentioned, that just mentioned, as to what case we're talking about. According to Rabbah, we're talking here about a case where he hit a woman who's Meshuchrares or the Gioras when the husband who was a Ger was alive. And because the Ger died without heirs, the fellow can keep what he's got. If, however, he had injured her and caused the blow after the husband had died, then the woman was already zoicha in the Demei Avlodos, and the woman keeps it. The woman keeps it. Not the heirs and not himself. That's Rabbah. Rav Chisda was arguing, Rav Chisda held that even if the person caused the injury after the husband had died, he's still exempt from paying the Blodos, because the Torah said you have to pay the husband. If there's no husband, then there's no one to pay. The Rambam Paskins, however, like Rabbah, not like Rav Chisda, and therefore our Mishnah is talking about a case. When does he zoich it? Only if it happened during the husband's lifetime. If it happened during the husband's lifetime, that's when the injury occurred, then that's when we say that once the ger dies without yorshim, it belongs to the yorshim, or him, and there's no yorshim, so he'll keep it. But if it happened after the husband had died, no. The woman keeps it. She's okay in the name of Allah.